So then, it means he is mixed as a word. Well, how she got it is how Meach Hashem is in it, because of Meach Haslimena, that we got some social advice in the MS and not in Ache, we need the Ache as the relation called Heino Adamash Moves, because of Meino, the Jewish Moves, Ache Hashieno, and we really have done it, she also is on the Shabbos, but we're talking about the Kula, not on Shabbos, Ache as Mechaib, and So what it means? Shimon. He was mishaven to write Shimon. Shimon. And he wrote Shimon. And Shimon is his kind of machra. His kind of machra. It has to be a word by itself. In this case, he didn't intend to write Dennis Rebetzin, but the Mokamacher. It has significance as a word. Shame. When you write shame, how do you write? So you write the man, said he meant Sofit, so this is true. But when he was mishaven to write shame, so the man was not with the final letter in the word. It was a middle letter. So Mele, he wrote it as a psucho. So how should you hide? In other words, because if there hadn't been a loche of mishaim and mokemacher, then there wouldn't be a kash. But there is a loche of mishaim and mokemacher, that if I am mishaim to write shimen, and I write shimen, so it has to be mishaim and mokemacher. How is it mishaim and mokemacher? As a word of shame. But when you write it as a word of shame by itself, then you have to write in mem sofi, in mem stumo. And here he wrote in mem sufo. So how is a chayet? But it's based upon the fact that there is a prerequisite. It has to be this kind of mind. Mi dome, mem nishem soso. So if it's kind of like a mache, only it will be mem soso. But he wrote in mem pasua, mem nishime in pasua. So it's not this kind of mache. Oma rafine, say sineres, so should be also pursue of course. So there is kind of nachem. In other words, even if you invite it pursue as shame, it will be properly written. It will be properly written. Base uksaptom shiksivetamo so yichtav auf in ein in out. In other words, that every horse has to look exactly like that particular horse. It should not look like another horse. So an aleph has to look like an aleph, and an aleph cannot look like an ayin. Ayin means an ayin cannot look like an aleph. There is a chokin. You know, there is a similarity between the base and the chok. A chok is completely circular. A base is pointed. So, suppose you write the base and it looks like a hog, it's no good. You write a hog and it looks like a base, it's no good. Base and hog and couple days. Gimel tzadim, a gimel has to look like a gimel. It should not be look like a tzadim. Tzadim gimel, no good doubt. And doubt and race, there is a resemblance. Again, a race is completely circular. And the Dalet is pointed. So if he writes a Dalet and it looks like a little like a rage, so it's no good, so it's supposed to operate a rage in Dalton in Chesin, Ches in Ehem, but the Yudin, Yudin Vodin, Zayin Yimin, Yudin Zayin, Tessin Faith, there is a slight resemblance in Tessin Faith. Faith in Tessin, so it's no good. Fulfin, shooting, in other words, sometimes you have a sosum, and sometimes you have a poshut, and sometimes you have a poshut, and sometimes you have a chopu. You have a fei, and you have a fei safety. So it has to be written exactly the right way. Memi samchen, samchen memi, stummim psuchim, psuchim stummim, kashe psucho liaseno stummo, stummo liaseno psucho, so in the pashes in the Torah, are either psuche is or stummim. Now psuche is or stummim, what is psuche, what is the psuche of psucho or stummim? In the chumash, so if you see a paid, it means the psuche. If you see somewhere, so then it is stummim. But what is the psuche of the psuche and the stummim? So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. So the Rambam says, that the parsha psucho has two tzuras. The parsha psucho, I mean, it all relates to the space that is left between one, the blank space that is left between one parsha and the other. And what is the blank space that is left between one parsha and the other? Tesis. Enough space to write nine aces. So both psucho and stumo have the nine aces, according to the Rambam, require that the nine aces blank space should be left. But according to the Rambam, so parsha psucho yeshlo shtei tzuras, two tzuras. One tzura is if you finish in the middle of the shoreh. And then there is this atheist left in that shoreh. So then you start the next parsha at the beginning of the next shoreh. That's one shoreh of psuch. The other shoreh of so on that shoreh of psuch or the Rosh. In other words, if let's say you finish the outgoing parasha at the beginning or in the middle of the shoreh. When I say beginning or middle, it means there is enough space left in the shoreh for Tes Aseyes to be written. So then you start the next parasha at the beginning of the next shoreh. So the Rosh Hashanah. Then the Rambam mentions another tzura for psuch. If, let's say, you finish the outgoing parsha at the end of the shore, or even not at the end, but not, you don't leave enough space to write Kesesia, so then it's considered as if you finish at the end. So then you have to start the next parsha on the third tzura, not on the second tzura. And that tzura of psucho the Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh says, then it will be stuma, not psucho. So according to Rambam, psucho has two tzuras. Then stuma has three tzuras, Rambam says. Three tzuras. One is if you finish the outgoing parsha at the beginning, and then you leave on the same tzura, space to write there, Tesis, and then you start at the end of the shore, even if you can write only one word, so it's alright. So that's one tzura of stuma. And that tzura of stuma, the Rosh also is that this is a tzura of stuma. Then another tzura of stuma is where you finish. At the end of the shore, you finish at the end of the shore, so then you write at the next parsha, you start in the middle of the next shore, and you leave at the beginning of the shore, the same space. And then the third tzura of stuma is when you finish at the end, when there is some space left. So then you write the next parasha and the second shure, but you have to leave a little bit of space. Not nine letters, not space in which the nine letters could be written, but less. What do you mean less? In other words, since there is a little space, let's say suppose he finishes the outgoing cowshed and then sure and then he leaves length space to be written 6 inches. So then when he starts the next cowshed, he has to leave space at the beginning for mitzvahs. So the tzirut will be 9 inches. That's what the Rambam says. And our tefillin are written according to the Shittas HaRambam. באמת דברים אמורים שנשאר שישיתו רווח תשעי או תשע איזיס אבו נשאר מעט או אם גם אביס את השיתו סודן מניח שיתו שניו ולא יקסב ומאס כלפר שהפסוכו and then the horse is ready and the horse says no that would be the tzor of his tomb so מניח שיתו שניו ולא יקסב ומאס כלפר שהפסוכו מתחיל השיט השלישי then our base קרש סטומו יש לו שורש צורת אם גם באמצע השיט מניח רווח תשעי או מס לא נכתב בסעיף השיט אותי באחס נתחיל את הקרש של סטומו השיעים צור או רבע באמצע so that everybody agrees אם הוא נשאר מהשיט או כדי יניח הרווח תשעי או נכתב בסעיף השיט אותי באחס יניח הקורפנו ויניח מעט רווח נראה שתשעי או ויאסטי נכתב הקרש הסטומו מאמצע שיטו שניו במקום הביסיף השיטו מניח מתחיל השיטו שניו כשיעו הרווח ומאס ליכטי הסתום על אמצע השיטה מי צוסי מר שפרשת פסורו פסוכו תחילוסו בתחילת השיטו אלו ופרשת סתומו תחילוסו מאמצע השיטו אלו דלת רמוס שיטו נאו פרשת פסוכו יעשה סתומו סתומו יעשה מפסוכו קוסבו כשירו, בגלל זה שירו, בגלל זה שעזינו, לא רק בשירס, שירס רבייה, has to be written in a special way, אורך על גבי לבינו. What is אורך על גבי לבינו? It means it has to be written in the form of half a break on top of the whole thing. In other words, the blank space is double the written space. You see, I mean, in the shiro. So the blank space is double the written space. So in Shiro has to be written in a special way. Suppose he writes the non-Shiro portion of the Torah in the form of the Shiro portion. So he questions. Because for the Shiro, she calls the Shiro Ka'itzimo, or she calls the Shiro Ndiyei, or she calls the Ascoin Tuzov, how do you even use it? So the Gemara says, who do I, so the Kashi is, so how is Shein Kotun Shein Godel. So Shein Shimen Niskayem Niskayitzibo, it starts with Niskayem Niskayitzibo. Because when it's written as a separate word, so then it's in Mstumo. And when he writes it, it's part of Shimen, so it's in Mstucho. So Gudoma Kai Tanit. The Tanya, there's one Tanya who says that Psucho Shoso Stumo is Kheo. Rav Yudel Zilin and Emma Bishay Nizkeir, Bishishi Nizkeir Nizkeir, Bishvi Kimishpotom. So Yam Tzar Vaisyas said, Sahari Mem Yud Mem, Mayu, Mikam Remes Nizk Mayim Lateo. But how I am Tzar Vaisyas of a Pesuach, Vosu Sosum, and the Pesuch Vosu Sosum Kosher, Sosum, Name Sosum Vosu Pesuch. Right, now we have to live here. Now, you should be ready, and all the more, well, finish the period, I mean, so if we don't do it, but you should be prepared and hold it. And that Gemara that looks like a galate, you might call it a galate. But there you see this alone. Mitzuras Reisius. So they play a very important role. It's not. Agarite is important. Without any alone. But this agarite is the seriousness. There is a safe above Shoma. Erish wrote the Sefer and Tsuras Aesius. Why do we call him Bob Shoma? Because he was very musical. So the people liked him to sing Bob Shoma with Rodham. So we called him Bob Shoma. He was one of the Rishayim because he said Bob Shoma. Today I am having Bob Shoma with a boy, I mean, who's just a freshman in high school. But it will be considered as a vision for an important person to sing for the Omer Bor Shoma. But here they are in habit all the time singing Bor Shoma. So he wrote the whole Sefer. And all the halachas of Tzuras Aesius are based upon this Gemara and upon the Sefer HaPinu I mentioned yesterday in the lecture. Sefer HaPinu, the Mechunu Ben Akonet, that he says that so many of the Tzuras Aesius are based upon the principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bein Yilom Yismachivon. So these are, it might be esoteric, it is esoteric, because it's in these Gemaras and this Akadita are hidden many mysteries of nature. They are the basis of the halachas in Tzuras Aesius. All right.
Shabbos, Shir Chafei, Rav Rosh Hashiva, continuing in Yeshiva University, Dalek Yosef Hetov Shimon Chol Press, November 25th, 1987, and Wednesday continues.
Things he says here at the end, that there is a distinction between the law of the right and the law of the right. In other words, though his matter of Hatzimah is a question of the slave in the law of the rice, hence was he an asset situation in the law in the law of the rice, in the Rabbah. But in Shavuos, situation in the slave is middle of Hatzimah. So that is mashma, that this case was according to the law. So because according to the law, so here it means we know we're coming to Reis. Some new that Reis is considered the original Israel. But in the Rabbanon, he thought he's considered Israel. So when were the Chacham Nach, in the situation of the Israel, he considered Israel, in the Rabbanon, Reis. But in the Loch of the Rabbanon, the Chacham, you're not Nach. But if we are to assume that that takes the sea out of the Shita from the Tam. And Ramatam is still kind of oh, on the right level. And the only reason is why there are so many noise in Shabbos. In Shabbos. Or Lutzred called Bar Chavre, or called Shane Kokamadiz Ben Shomer Tenichle, Keiche de Lutzre, is because of Melochash and Mitzricho Ligupo. Melochash and Mitzricho Ligupo is Osea, even Ishbus. Because the Gemara says that if somebody finds a mess in the Kamelets on Shabbos, he is allowed to should call the Abriyas to take him out. Now, all the most beshaming pasuk like Hakina, that Melochash and Mitzricho Ligupo is taught, according to Hakina, even a mitzvah mess of Moshe Sarabi, recovery is proper. So it's only us in the Rabbanon. So mele in Kamles, it's in Lash and Tzipo in Kipor in Shvus, because carrying the Kamles itself is the Rabbanon. So to carry a mess in Kamles is in Lash and Tzipo in Kipor in Shvus. If taste the chicken would be that Lash and Tzipo in Kipor, the Lash and Tzipo in Kipor, in Shvus is Mutea Lechatchile. So then why did the Gemara have to say, why did the Gemara say the reason as to why you're allowed to get out the mess from the Kamales is because Kovid Abriyas, without Kovid Abriyas, it's in Lomash Mutea, a little bit past the night of King of Lomash Mutea. So even in Shvus Rabi it would be involved in Lomash Mutea, but only in Lomash Mutea Rabbana. And here is a Kamales, so it should be Muta Lechatzile. The answer is, there is no heter of Melochash and Tzrucho Ligupo. Melochash and Tzrucho Ligupo in the Rabbah. So why does Tesis say here? So, Miri Ishtinga, they speak of Muet, Kumuni Tanodi, the Lost of the Rabbah, we go to Chachom and Shinehne, so it's a riot from this basis, that this basis agrees in the Shikir Tavi. So that means that on the Reiser level it's Mutter not only because of Melochash and Tzrucho, but it's Mutter in Korakne Kule, because it's in his habit, made of Rav Shimon Tzikreshet, made of Rav Shimon Tzikreshet in Yichalei, but not made of Rav Shimon Tzikreshet in Yichalei. But the Och says even on the Rabbon level, it's considered in his habit, so the Rishite is, on the Rabbon level it's not considered in his habit, but since it's only us on the Rabbonon, so that is a Rabbonon of situation we have to say, the Chachonim only apply to Melochet Raisi, not to Melochet Rabbonon. But if this is Shita had been like Avotam, then there is no difference as far as Lomash and Mishavim is concerned between the situation of Michale and the situation of Yichbislay. And the only reason is why he's put out the situation of Yichbislay is because of Lomash and Mishavim. That is poshet, that Melochash and Tzrucho Ligupo is also the Rabbonon. Even in Melochash and Rabbonon, there's the Rayah of the Gemara, that Meitzimes Bikamales is only Muta because of Kovid Abriyas, otherwise it wouldn't be Muta. But it should be Muta anyway without Kovid Abriyas, because Kamales is Meitzimes and Rabbonon, and in addition, a Meitzimes Bikamales is Melochash and Tzrucho Ligupo, so it should be Muta without the cost to Kovid Abriyas. So it's Rayah. Sarai from this face here, this face here is a call to the sheep of the leaf, not the sheep of the leaf. Okay.
Shir Chav, Masach HaShavos, by Rosh Hashanah, continued in Yeshiva University, Chav Keshen, Hitov Shem Yom Ches, November 12, 1987, Thursday. Continued.
You want to share the love to the Babir of Osso Wilmington. Sie steigen gerade um die Dufe. Ja, man hat so gesagt, dass wir mal alle mit der Reiche von einem Agus schreiben müssen. Dies auch der Charsche, Haxib, Leislami, Lassis, aber Atonome, Lehovin, Leheir. Dies da. In other words, Tische, if you are allowed to learn Tische, if it's for a good purpose. But, so really, when Rashi says, Halim, du wirst nachher, Fülle, Vatibos, und wenn du so jetzt Menschen in diesem Gemäude, because how does Rashi know that in Vatira maybe a limit of Rechut in Amadush doesn't mean Vatira? Because the Gemara says here, this Al-Kadayta Harish Aksil Sram Glasses. But if we say it's Gadufe, then we can understand. So the Islamic Glasses that applies to Kishet, to many things, does not apply to learning something from a Bible critic. And it's a very serious affair, very serious affair. And it has no place in any Jewish home. Needless to mention, a Jewish home. All right. His time. Omer Rav Shimon Kazi, Omer Rav Shimon Balevi, Mishim Vakapore, Kol Haidea Lechashif, Kuzis Mazoles, Lecheshif, Aber was kostet Primus, die hat schon mehr Pizza, mehr Sie Euro, und man schon nach mir und wir haben, in Nein, ich habe nicht so, und man hat es gut, man so ist, ich habe immer geschmarrt, und was ist denn, die Hochmaschen und die Nasschen und die Namen, diese Hochmaschen und die Nasschen und die Namen, wenn man sich nicht so gut, man so ist. The truth is, that since I'm going to discuss that in the Torah Mother Lecture, so I wouldn't even have made any comments, but I want to save time, so by mentioning that, so that's part and parcel of my preparation of the Torah.